Hey guys, welcome back to Thunderbolt Earth, the podcast series where we discuss anything related to Earth. In today's episode, we are going to be going through the timeline of events that define sustainable forestry practices in Haida Gwaii today. Haida Gwaii, also known as the Queen Charlotte Islands, is an archipelago located off the northwest coast of British Columbia. The Haida are an indigenous group who have lived on the coastal bays of Haida Gwaii for at least 6,000 to 8,000 years. For the last 400 years, the Haida people have fought the logging companies to increase the control of logging practices taking place in their forests because they were worried about how the logging industry would ruin their ecosystem and threaten their culture. During the late 1800s and early 1900s, the wide range of red cedar and western hemlock trees allowed for the start of a logging industry on Haida Gwaii. It was not until the 1940s during World War II that logging reached a higher rate due to the demand for Sitka spruce to build mosquito bombers. Logging on Haida Gwaii reached a peak in the 1960s, which is when the Haida people began negotiating with the federal and provincial governments over the creation of a protected area in the southern half of Haida Gwaii. The conflict between the logging industry and the Haida people began to increase dramatically during this time due to increasing resource scarcity and declining environmental quality caused by the logging industry. The decades of destructive forestry and the unsuccessful negotiation between the Haida and the loggers sparked outrage among the locals. In 1985, the Haida people began constructing blockades that cut off access to logging areas on Lyell Island. The islands were home to the Haida people for thousands of years, and they were fed up with how the loggers were not respecting them equally. The logging company at the time were given the right to cut down all old-growth trees on Lyell Island. The protests helped protect the forest against logging movements for about 2 months. The protests also saved forests of old Sitka spruce, cedar, and hemlock trees from being cut down. The logging rights given to the logging company at the time would have also destroyed the culture of the Haida people. The Haida used the wood from trees to make symbolic pieces of art, built structures, and carved designs derived from their cultural roots. Totem poles are an important piece of Haida culture, and the logging of trees would have resulted in the Haida losing an important piece of their culture since totem poles are made from trees. These protests laid the groundwork for the future creation of a national park. The Lyell Island blockade resulted in the Government of Canada and the Council of the Haida Nation signing the South Moresby Memorandum of Understanding in 1987. The memorandum led to the South Moresby Agreement in 1988, outlining the plans for the creation of the 1,450 square kilometers South Moresby National Park. The creation of this national park meant that the piece of land was off limits for loggers. In 1993, the Government of Canada and the Council of the Haida Nation officially signed the Gwaii-Hanas Agreement, creating the Gwaii-Hanas National Park Reserve and Haida Heritage Site. The agreement stated that Gwaii-Hanas would be governed by the Archipelago Management Board, which is comprised of the representation from the Government of Canada and the Council of the Haida Nation. The signing of the Gwaii-Hanas Agreement marked the first time a First Nation was allowed to co-manage a national park on traditional land. In In April 2005, the logging company Weyerhaeuser, which had rights to most of Haida-Gwaii for logging, announced that it was selling its license holdings on Haida-Gwaii to Braskem Corporation. The Haida were worried that a massive logging spree was going to occur before the sale, so they began blockading two key logging roads in protest against the sale. The protesters took hold of log booms containing $5 to $10 million worth of timber and put a stop to logging for 4 weeks. As a result of the blockade, the sale fell through and there was a draft agreement between the government and the Haida that banned areas of Haida-Gwaii from timber harvesting licenses until 2008. The Haida were also granted a 120,000 cubic meter forest tenure in the form of a community forest license. In 2007, the Haida Nation signed the Strategic Land Use Agreement with the provincial government to co-manage 52% of Haida-Gwaii. The agreement declares a need for the creation of more protected areas and provides a detailed plan for sustainable economic development using Haida-Gwaii's resources. The Strategic Land Use Agreement is considered to be the beginning of a new relationship between the Haida Nation, the provincial government, and the logging industry. So we have unfortunately reached the end of this week's podcast episode. But if you have any questions that you want us to answer, then just tweet us at Thunderbolt Earth Podcast. Thanks for listening and make sure to stay tuned for next week's episode. Bye guys! Thank you.